The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, we have a special guest that I'm very excited for. I know oftentimes people have questions. We use this often in our home, and so I wanted to bring in an expert to be able to speak a little bit more educatedly on what essential oils are, the history of them, and how you can use them effectively in your home. So today we're welcoming Dr. Jeff Staiba to our show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning in Chicagoland, and I'm excited.
Well, thanks for being on. I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot going on. So a little bit about Dr. Jeff Staiba before we get started. So he is someone that I actually knew going through chiropractic school, though we did not actually attend the same school. We were kind of together as part of the Max Living Network. So we had friends who were friends and then therefore making us friends. He owned and operated a great family chiropractic clinic from 2007 to 12 in Minnesota, where he retired, now moving to Chicagoland area and teaching more about essential oils. So has been continually educating instructors at the Detroit Medical Center for Children's Hospital, has taught over 100 different medical clinics around North America, has been featured on Gut Solution docuseries. So really has empowered hundreds of thousands of families with the truth about plant-based medicine. So, think I got it all?
That's pretty good.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, I appreciate your time. I know your education has been immense and helpful to tons of people. So, why don't we get started with this? I really do want them to know a little bit more about you and who you are. So, what was the reason why you decided to kind of transition over into more getting into plant-based medicine, educating about essential oils? Like, what got you into that, interested in it primarily?
Well, I just, like, I love chiropractic. I still love chiropractic. I love practicing and doing the day-to-day, adjusting, you know, hundreds of people a day. But I felt a calling to just make a bigger impact. And then when the opportunity came to start teaching and sharing plant-based medicine with physicians and doctors and all types of healthcare, and I just knew that we'd be able to impact a lot more people doing that. And then also, like, selfishly, it's really nice, like, not having to go to work every day.
Yeah.
So we make our own schedule. I've got my daughter lives in Minnesota with her mom half the time, and then we've got five kids between my wife and I in Chicago, and so family is very important to us, and it takes up a lot of our time just because we're very intentional with that. And so we're able to impact more people, but also we're able to live our lives on our own terms.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So let's kind of get into talking about oils. So this is what I've realized is when I was talking to just people in the office and some friends, most people are unaware in totality of what essential oils are, other than they smell, right? Like, yeah. Oftentimes, like, they assume, like, those smells are the same as if you smell someone with perfume. Like, we just think of fragrance as something that's fragrant, right? Like it's designed to smell. But so what are essential oils?
Well, it's interesting because, well, first, essential oils are really the plant's immune system. So like when God created plants, he put oil in each part of the plant. So like bark has certain oil of a tree, the flower has certain oil, the roots have certain oils. Branches have certain oils, the hardwood have certain oil. So the oil is what protects the plant from different types of bugs or fungus from killing it. And like, for example, if you want to build like a fence or something, or a sauna or something that lasts, like if we look at Native Americans, like most of their wooden structures and canoes were built out of this western red cedar, and it has the most powerful oil, so the wood never rots. So essential oils are in so many different things. And in fact, we've been consuming them without even knowing it for years, because most of the time, essential oils are what give like vegetables and different plants their flavor. So we've all been using essential oils since pretty much we were born. But how they're distilled is they take like massive amounts of plant material, put it in a copper still or a stainless steel still, sometimes wooden, and they boil water at about 1200 degrees. The steam rises and separates the oil from the plant material, and then the oil gets dripped into a cooling tank with water, and then that's how the oil is created. That's how we're able to get the oil out of the plant material, with the exception of like citrus oils, because citrus oils are in the rind of the fruit, so in the peel, and citrus oils are pressed. So they're the only oil that is pressed and not steam distilled. But what I love about essential oils is that, like you mentioned earlier, is the aroma is the side effect. And why I say that is because, like, if we look at lavender, lavender is one of the most used oils in the world, and lavender really only has two molecules in the oil that give off any aroma at all. There's upwards of like 80 different molecules in an authentic lavender oil, and only two of those molecules have any aroma at all. So it's linalool and another chemical molecule called linalool acetate. But all the other molecules in a lavender essential, the synergy of all the molecules is why they work and why we get predictable results when we use an authentic lavender. So really, I like to say that the aroma is the side effect of the oil.
Yeah, I think that's one that people don't realize, that there's more health benefits than just the smell. So like, for example, you know, we don't use fabric softener, we use wool dryer balls, and that I put on lavender oil and lemon. And so that's where the average person would think maybe that would stop. You know what I mean? Like, we use it. It's a more natural scent. And so there's to say that you said there's 80 different active in lavender.
Yeah, there's about 80 different molecules in lavender.
Yeah, so I think that's great. And so what about the history, though, of essential oils? Because I know it's not, a lot of the times we think about this is what we just know now. It's more recent. It's a health fad. But can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, the history is incredible. Like, the history of essential oils, well, first of all, it's the oldest form of medicine. Like, essential oils are the oldest form of medicine, and it's the only form of medicine that has never changed. And like, if we look at Western medicine today, there's always new medications, there's always new drugs, and they're always trying to find the next thing. And that's because the entire purpose of medicine is to save your life in a crisis, as far as Western medicine goes, like allopathic medicine. However, just like chiropractic, why we fell in love with that, it's creating and helping your body heal with the innate intelligence that God gave us, and supporting that to the best of your ability so you can live an amazing quality of life and not just treating symptoms with drugs. So that is like the history of oils. Like, if we look at Ayurvedic medicine, it's known as really the oldest form of medical practice. It goes back over 5,000 years. And it's all about strengthening the body, balancing the body, and allowing the body to heal like we are designed to heal, and just using things, herbs, oils, to support that. And then, like, if we look at the Bible, there's over 33 essential oils mentioned in the Bible, over 250 references to oils. And when you're reading the Bible and oils come up, they're used for very specific purposes. So they use them for anointing, they use them for healing, they use them for different aroma, they use them for honoring people. And yeah, and then lastly, the last thing I'll talk about the history is ancient Aborigines in Australia, they found written records going back over 3,000 years talking about Melaleuca or tea tree oil used to help heal all different types of conditions. So if we want to tap into that just rich, deep history of healing, then we have to look at essential oils and start implementing them into our lives.
Yeah. Well, and I think that was for me when I first started practice. I had a patient who was talking to me about essential oils and medicinal part, you know, like plant-based medicine and how this works and all of the stuff. And I looked at her and I was just like, uh-huh, like the blank, I think you're crazy stare. And she said, you know, my friend told me to be here and I don't know if I buy into chiropractic. And I was like, I don't know if I buy into oils. And it was funny because the more we talked to each other, we realized how congruent everything we were and talking about and allowing the body to function and heal better, and how it really was just our goal and purpose was the same thing. And our applications were just a different way of getting there, but used together was exponentially beneficial, you know? So it was,
oh my gosh. Yeah. It's amazing. Like when I was in practice, we would use oils with just about everybody that came in. We would add them to their care plan. So like if somebody would come in with like a thyroid condition, we'd present them with their chiropractic care plan and then their chiropractic with oils care plan. And a lot of times they would choose the plan with oils because the synergy and the effect of healing just is exponential when you add them both together. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was just one of those where, you know, she had come into the office, so like my arms were closed to her and hers were closed to me. And it was when we were like, oh, wow, we're really speaking the same language of just function and healing. It was really interesting. And I think that's where I started to view oils a little bit differently. But I also realized, too, that not all oils are used and applied the same. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Dr. Jeff Stiba about the proper applications and how to use different oils. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Leave us alone, cause we don't need your policies. We have no apologies for being fine, you ever wise.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, when you look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we're part of the Max Living Network, and really what we do is our goal is to allow to remove interference and allow for your body to heal and function closer to that 100% potential. And so one of the things that we've integrated into our life, my family's life, recently, over the past several years, has been essential oils. And I have some knowledge and some base, but I know that there are people who can speak far more educatedly about essential oils than I can. And so today we welcome Dr. Jeff Stiba to our show here. We just finished talking about more of the history of oils and how far back they go in terms of even biblical references, which I always think is so interesting. But then too, now realizing that not all oils should be applied and used the same. So let's start with this, just asking, what if someone wanted to look, because I know just like supplements, and we talk about this often, that not all supplements are created equal. And so I do know that not all oils are created equal either. So do you care to speak on kind of if someone was going to look for an oil, like what would they look for?
Yeah, it's like the supplement industry, it's very, very adulterated. The essential oil industry is the same. And one of the part of the problem of that is like you can't, we're not able to patent plant-based products. And so like supplement companies, essential oil companies, they will adulterate or cut or add things to their products to make them go farther to increase profit. And so with supplements, we always look for the third-party testing. We always want a third party to be looking at and studying and testing the supplements that we take so that we don't just have to take the company's word for it. We take a third party's word for it that has no beneficial or financial interest in the sale of that product. So for essential oils, it's no different. We only work with companies who have their testing available and full transparency with their testing, and they're not hiding anything, because otherwise we can't necessarily trust what is actually in the bottle. Like when oils, when you go to the health food store and when you buy an oil and it says therapeutic grade on the label, 100% pure organic, that really doesn't mean anything because there's no regulation in the labeling of essential oils. And so we have to look at, dig a little deeper and look at the testing, the third party test. And if a company has that available and it's full transparency and we can gather that easily, then yes, then we know that that's going to be an authentic oil. It's going to be safe. It's going to be potent. We're going to get very predictable results using it. But the problem is the vast majority of oils on the market are very adulterated. So they're really not much different than your perfumes.
Yeah. And I think that's what people judge. You know, if it smells like lavender, then it must be all lavender. And it is. It's just like supplements. You say supplements don't work. And you say, well, what kind of supplements were they? You know, when they do these research studies about fish oil, and you say, well, what was actually in the fish oil? Was it full of EPA and DHA, or was it same thing, like just diluted with other oils to make it go further?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. We used to take X-rays of people, and we could see the different capsules in their gut. And
yeah.
Like, what supplement are you taking? Because you're wasting your money. It's not breaking down at all.
Yeah, I remember telling someone, hey, I have to start with saying, you're so awesome and consistent. And they said, what? And I said, because look, there was like 3 days ago, there was 2 days ago, here's today's. And you could see them. Yeah, you can. That's so funny. We've done that too.
It's so good.
So what about like the different, like how do you use essential oils? Is it topical? Is it like, what's usage for essential oils typically?
All right, there's three ways we use them, pretty simply. We can diffuse them and use them aromatically. We use them aromatically for three reasons: to purify the air. We use them to just create whatever aromatic environment that we want. And then we can use them aromatically for emotional and mental health. So those are three reasons why we diffuse. And then topical use and internal use are very similar. We get almost identical results whether we use an oil topically or internally. So some people just prefer not to ingest oils for whatever reason, and they can use them topically and get the same results as somebody else ingesting the oil. So then there's some application principles that are really important to really ensure that you're getting predictable results. And I'm speaking on authentic oils, not like the typical oil that you buy retail. So real authentic oils. And for topical use and internal use, we want to make sure that we use 3 drops. 3 drops is going to be a therapeutic dose of oil. And the effects of oil last roughly about 4 hours. There's new research right now where certain oils, the half-life or the amount of time that they are working in our body is different. But for now, that's very, very new research. So for now, we're going with the traditional use of the effects of the oil last about 4 hours. And then when we apply an oil topically or we ingest it, put it under our tongue, the molecules in the oil are in our bloodstream within about 30 seconds. And the molecules in the oil are systemic, which means they're in every cell in our body within about 5 minutes. So it's amazing because like 99% of pharmaceuticals on the market do not cross the blood-brain barrier. And the blood-brain barrier is like the tightest group of cells in our circulatory system that prevent dangerous and harmful things from entering our brain and our nervous system. However, which is why, like, for brain disorders and for mental health conditions, they're so difficult to help people with and to treat because in Western medicine, because these drugs do not cross the blood-brain barrier. And essential oil molecules are very small, so they readily and freely pass, and we get really, really powerful results with our brain and nerve system and emotional and mental health when we are using certain essential oils.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with guest Dr. Jeff Stiba, essential oil expert, who you can find at My Oil Lab, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
I feel like we should talk about that. Like, where do you find this? Like, myoillab.com, correct?
Yeah, and then we have a big page on Facebook, My Oil Lab, and then our YouTube channel is My Oil Lab as well. We've got lots of really great resources, free resources for all of the people that look us up and follow us, and really great.
Who want to continue to get that knowledge and gain that from you. I think it's awesome. So would there be any oils that you would not diffuse or ingest or use topically?
All the oils are able to be all the oils are able to be used topically. Every oil is able to be diffused, and the majority are meant to be ingested. So some oils are not meant to be ingested. Like, for example, wintergreen. Like wintergreen, a really good source of wintergreen is from Nepal, and the primary molecule in wintergreen is called methyl salicylate. That's the same molecule that is in aspirin. So aspirin works because of this synthetic molecule, methyl salicylate. So wintergreen essential oil in chemistry is very similar. And we know that, obviously, aspirin is very hard on our stomach, very hard on our gut because of that molecule. And so that's one of the reasons why wintergreen is not meant to be ingested, because of it can be very, very hard on our gut. So we use it topically. We use it aromatically. And then some of the wood oils we don't ingest either. But if you really want to be certain that an oil that you have in your hand is meant to be ingested, there's always a food label or a supplement fact on the bottle. So that's going to be your go-to that, yes, that is an oil that is meant to be ingested.
See, I think that speaks volumes, because I don't feel like that was something more recently that when I started digging a little bit deeper that I had realized is that, like you said, if an oil is meant to be ingested, it'll have a label as if you were buying, you know, something from the grocery store, correct?
Yeah, for sure. There's so many brands of oil out there and so many different companies that, like I said, will say like organic, 100% pure therapeutic grade. And you'll be like, oh, this is a great oil. I'm going to use it. I'm going to ingest it. But on the back, it's going to say for external use only, never ingest. And that's going to be your warning sign that that is a very adulterated oil.
That's huge, I think.
Yeah.
And more specifically, what oils do you use?
Oh, we use doTERRA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So one thing that I know is huge, and what we use it for, is immune system. So when we return, we're going to pick his brain, Dr. Jeff Stiba's brain, about more how you can use that to boost and support immune system, fighting bacteria and virus. We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask
ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just want to dance to feel good.
Yeah. It's a great morning to be alive. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Today, we have a very special show with a very special guest. Today, we are diving deeper into talking about essential oils. Oftentimes, people have heard of them. We think it's a short-term health fad. We think that they just smell too strong, right? There's all of these misconceptions about essential oils, what they are. And so I really wanted to tap in and pick the brain of Dr. Jeff Stiba, who's part of my oil lab, a practitioner, a chiropractor to start, and then branched off to really teach and educate more individuals, families about plant-based medicine and essential oils. So again, Dr. Stiba, I welcome you back. Thank you for coming.
Beautiful. So grateful and honored to be here.
Yeah, it's always so great. I tell people, like, I know what I know and I know what I don't know. And so there's oftentimes, like, especially when you use these active ingredients to oils, it's just a reaffirmation about why I'm not doing this show by myself.
It's so good.
There you go.
Like my wife, she's always like, you're really good at health stuff, but if we left you alone outside, you would die because you have no street smarts. I'm like, yeah, I know what I know.
There you go. She can look both ways before you cross the street, and you can hop on radio shows and talk about active ingredients and essential oils.
Exactly.
Perfect. You're awesome. I appreciate you. So one of the things that we use very often in our family in terms of essential oils is for immune support. And so so for someone who's listening, you know, oftentimes it's like, where do you even start? Like, which ones would you get? So let's talk about that a little bit later. But let's talk first and foremost about what oils or how you could ever use essential oils to help support your immune system.
Yeah, that's one of the one of my favorite things to talk about. And that's one of the primary uses of oils that we use for our family. Like, Ever since my 8-year-old was born, from day one, from Mila, our 21-month-old, like, they've had oils on them since they were born, like, every single day. And we do that to protect them, to protect their immune system. So it's powerful. There was research that came out, and this was in 2013, so like 7 years ago now, from Johns Hopkins University. And what was powerful is the head researcher, her name is Dr. Nicole Parrish. She was commissioned by the board at Johns Hopkins to find a solution to drug-resistant strains of bacteria. So like Staph, Strep, MRSA, like all of these strains that people would come into the hospital with these infections, and they would have limbs amputated. Some of them would die because these bacteria are resistant to all of these antibiotics that we have. And so she was commissioned to find a solution to this. And what she found was that there's really two different types of bacteria. There's gram-positive and gram-negative, which all that means is, like, if you put a purple dye on a bacteria, if it picks up the dye and turns purple, it's gram-positive. If it repels the dye, it's gram-negative. So just to give you, like kind of a rule of thumb, like, gram-positive bacteria are going to be, like, Staph, Strep, MRSA, malaria, like, more of like the insect base, or you're touching things, or you're getting infected from something. And then the gram-negative bacteria are more of like the foodborne types of like Shigella, Salmonella, E. coli, and those types of things. So really, really powerful. What she found is that cilantro essential oil, which who would have thought, because we only used it for like guacamole for so many years. But cilantro destroys the membrane of gram-positive bacteria in like 1 or 2 days. And then gram-negative bacteria, oregano and thyme, are two of the most powerful oils
for gram-negative bacteria. And then for viruses, she found that clove is very effective. So one of the protocols we have in our ebook is this immune protocol, and we just put all four of those oils in a roller bottle. And whenever somebody in our family is not feeling good, whenever somebody is starting to have symptoms of illness or sickness, then we use that roller bottle on the bottoms of their feet like three times a day. And always within 1 or 2 days, they're feeling so much better, because in this case, like, it doesn't matter if it's gram positive, if it's gram negative, or if it's a virus, because the combination of these four oils are going to help with everything.
Okay.
So it's very empowering for families.
Yeah,
for
that's awesome. Trust. So let's touch base. Let me ask you a couple questions about that for people who are listening. So those four oils, again, are which ones?
Cilantro, oregano, thyme, and clove.
Okay. And then with the roller bottles, do you put straight essential oils, or do you add any additional carrier oils, which I think we should probably speak to?
Yeah, that's a good, good question. So we always do, so like a typical roller bottle is going to be 10 milliliters. So there's 160 drops. So we always break up 160 divided by however many oils you're putting in. So if it's, and we always want to put one part fractionated coconut oil in the roller as well, because that acts as a carrier. So if it's a hot oil, it doesn't burn your skin. And also when you use a carrier oil with your essential oils, you get 100% absorption. Otherwise, about half of the oil is going to evaporate before it goes into your bloodstream. So we always add a carrier oil. So like 160 divided by the four oils plus the fractionated coconut oil would be 5. So whatever 160 divided by 5 is like 30 something, 37 drops of each oil in a roller bottle, and that's your recipe, that's your mix, and that's your blend, and what you're going to use when somebody isn't feeling good or when you want added protection.
So you would do, like, I just did it, you said 160 divided by 5, right?
Yeah.
So it's 32.
Okay, 32. Right.
So you would do 32 drops of each oil and then 32 drops of the coconut?
Fractionated coconut oil, yeah.
Okay. And it has to be fractionated because obviously coconut oil at room temperature is solid.
Yeah, it will not work well.
So 32 drops of each four of the oils, 32 of clove, 32 of thyme, 32 of oregano, 32 of the one I missed.
Clove, oregano, thyme, cilantro.
Cilantro. And then 32 drops. And then let me ask you this then for the average person too. When you talk about, like, why would you use it on the bottom of their feet?
These, like oregano, thyme, and clove are very caustic oils, meaning they're hot. Like if you put oregano on your skin, it'll burn your skin, like it'll leave a red mark. Same with clove and thyme. And when you mix them with a carrier oil, you put them on your feet, the skin on our feet is very thick, but it also has the largest pores in the body. So if we don't want to smell like the oil we're using, the bottoms of the feet is a really great place. Also, if somebody has more sensitive skin, like, we always, on infants and younger children, we always put them on the bottom of the feet. You still get the same great results, predictable results, but it's just a better application site.
When you say hot oil, one of the first times I used oregano oil, I didn't know what I was doing, and I just put a couple drops on a spoon with like a little bit of honey, and I just ate it because I have a capsule. Oh my gosh, it was the worst ever. So you're like, it's kind of a hot oil. I'm like,
oh yeah, no, it's awesome. Off. We had this was years and years and years ago before I knew much about oils. I read an article about how thyme is like good for your airways and opening up congestion in your body, and so I just was like, all right, cool. I'll use thyme. I haven't used thyme before, and I just poured it all over my chest, like probably 15 drops, and it was like the worst experience ever.
Yeah, no, it's it's, oh man.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing about viruses is that we just found out new research with clove essential oil. Clove de-envelopes viruses, which means it basically stops the replication of viruses and the transmission very quickly. So clove is a great oil. Like anytime we travel, anytime we go to places where there's a lot of people, we always have clove oil on hand or a blend of oils with clove for added protection.
Yeah, that's one that, and maybe I should, you'll know, but I'll tell you about this. We should have talked about it beforehand. So I had actually heard, so we diffuse clove at our home and in the office. It really is On Guard. So it's a mixture of what? Orange, clove.
Cinnamon, rosemary, and eucalyptus.
Right. So we diffuse that. But I had actually read that when you have it aromatic, it's actually more effective for like respiratory, especially to like breathing in, like people sneeze on you and cough on you and all that stuff. And so obviously we have got a ton of really amazing patients, practice members. And so we diffuse it in the office. But I had read that it's more like more available or more potent. I'm sure the word that I'm really looking for, if you do it in the aromatic sense as opposed to... So have you ever heard about that? Did I hear that wrong?
Yeah. So like we, with doTERRA specifically, like we have partnerships with over a hundred different research university hospital systems and that use our oils in their clinics. And almost all of these clinics diffuse this On Guard blend. It's our protective blend and diffuse it in the common areas of the hospital. Just because it's so protective and it's so effective at purifying the air. And they put these diffusers in common areas. So like that's what we do in our home. We put diffusers in the common areas, like the living room, the kitchen, the bedroom, and the office. And we diffuse On Guard and certain oils at different times of the year for immune protection, to purify the air, and to make sure everybody stays healthy. So it's very, very effective. Diffusing, because when we're breathing in those essential oil molecules, and they're going right into our lungs, right into our bloodstream, it's a great way to use oils. And then, like, if somebody doesn't like oil for whatever reason, they come into your house, they don't have a choice. Like, they're being helped.
Are there any concerns about kiddos? Because I know, like, I have little kiddos, you've got little kiddos. Any concerns about more of the diffusing aromatically and kids' respiratory systems?
No, it's as protective for kids as well. And like Mila, our 21-month-old, if we don't put oils on her before bed and if we don't diffuse in her bedroom, she has a really hard time sleeping. So it's one of the strategies that we use so she stays asleep through the night. So it's very, very powerful, very protective for children. And then the last thing is, like, a lot of people have questions about animals. Authentic oils, so non-adulterated oils, are very safe for animals as well. When you Google like essential oils in pets or essential oils in cats or dogs or birds or whatever, all the dangers, all the fear that is out there about the oil damaging your pet or injuring your pet is based on the synthetic oils on the market. So adulterated oils, which you should never use on it. You should never use them on your kids. You should never use them on yourself. But when you're using an authentic oil, all of them are safe for all animals.
Yeah, I think babies and animals, right? We always wonder about those ones. That's awesome. You know what I know what's actually really interesting is that, so my husband from military, he struggled with it for a while, but has MRSA, like recurring MRSA, because really it sits on your skin. It doesn't really ever go away, which is whether or not, you know, and obviously with MRSA, it's huge in terms of like in an antibiotic, you can do the black box labeled warning and they still are like, it may or may not touch it, but likely not. That's why MRSA has such the stigma, because it literally could take people's lives and limbs and it's just horrendous. But one of the most effective protocols, because I've done tons of research, is tons of immune support, vitamin D, vitamin C adjustments. But then two, more recently, I mean, the last one he had was, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. But we started using Melaleuca honey mixed with some certain essential oils, and using that has been the one thing that has staved off MRSA better than anything that I found. They won't even prescribe them antibiotics, you know, because they're like, it's pointless. It's not going to do anything. But yeah, isn't that, I just think like when you talk about natural medicine, like we've got this amazing emergency medicine system, but yet for something like MRSA, when you reference like this bacteria, it's like they literally as a medical community are stricken by their ability to be able to treat this by something as simple as really strong immune support, Manuka honey, like it can't be any honey, but like specifically for burn. And you look at these things in essential oils, and this is what does it. And it just that health and healing, and gives the body back exactly what it needs. So as we kind of start to wrap up, so the average person listening probably has very minimal knowledge coming into essential oils. And if they say, hey, you know what, like, I really want to get started with this, what would be the plan in terms of if you were to give them, here are the first, I don't know, three oils, right? Here are three oils that you would use the most, and here's how you would use them in terms of plant-based medicine and healing. Like, what do you think that those would be?
So his top three oils would like, and this is like a no-brainer. There wouldn't be a fourth. So like the top three would be, number one would be the On Guard, the protective blend, for sure. Because that's like one of the most effective oils at keeping you healthy, supporting your immune system, and preventing anything from happening. And that these are daily use oils. So use them at least once a day. And the second one would be a citrus oil, and for three reasons. Citrus oils are purifying, they stimulate detoxification in our body, and then for emotional health, they're some of the most emotionally uplifting oils. So like if you have feelings of like you're depressed or you're feeling anxious or you're suffering from any type of mental health challenge, which we always like to put people in like a category or put them in a box with mental health, but like we all suffer from mental health things at times. And citrus oils are some of the best ones to help balance us emotionally, because there's a molecule in citrus oils called limonene, and limonene stimulates different neurotransmitter receptor sites in our brain, like the feel good neurotransmitters. And so when we breathe it in, when we put it on, we immediately start to feel so much better. And then the last oil would be an oil called copaiba. And this oil is distilled from the resin of the copaifera tree in the southern Amazon rainforest in Brazil. And this oil has a molecule in it that's a cannabinoid. So it stimulates our endocannabinoid system in our body. Similar to like, if you're familiar with like, CBD and all of the molecules from the hemp plant or the cannabis plant, we get three main benefits when we use copaiba. It helps support chronic inflammation, chronic pain and discomfort, and then it's very good for strengthening our immune system. So when we use the combination of On Guard, citrus, your favorite citrus oil, and then copaiba, we're supporting our body at a very foundational level for all great things. So it's just a really, really easy, simple thing to do to have a dramatic increase in your health and how you just live your life day to day in a positive way.
Yeah, that's good. That you actually answered that very quickly. I was interested to see, because we didn't talk about this beforehand, but I thought that it would be a good question. So it's good. Nice off the cuff. You're like, this is easy. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was easy. That's like, what good. Else you got back here?
Oh, man, that's awesome. Okay, so we are almost out of time. So here's really what I'm sure, like, this is literally just opening a door to making people realize what essentials are, how to use them, the safety, what to look for, because not all oils are created equally, how to use in terms of health benefits, in terms of immune system, because that's always a concern regardless of what time of year it is. But then too, so if people right now likely have tons of questions, right?
Yeah.
Like we just literally brush the surface, which is funny how fast an hour can go by in terms of when you have such a vast knowledge. So if someone wanted to be able to find more information, to go online and ask you questions, what would be the best outlet for them to touch base with you?
So the best thing is to go to our Facebook page, My Oil Lab. And if you have any questions at all, just send us a direct message on My Oil Lab on Facebook, or you can send us an email at jeff@myoillab.com. and our team will answer any question that you have. But if somebody like is interested and they're like, man, I want to get some authentic oils, the best thing to do is just to call your office, Dr. Leanne, and your team can help get them set up.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, all of these essential oils, authentic essential oils, are what we use in the office. Like I said, we diffuse them in there. We actually use them as part of our cleaning routine. So tons and tons of health benefits that we utilize. So I wanted to be able to share those more. So our office is Greenwood Family Chiropractic. That's Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Any questions, you can always email us at info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So just want to follow up. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate your time and your knowledge of this and your ability to share with everyone who's listening today. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was an honor. I loved it.
Awesome. Look forward to next week. Always remember that your power is on.